Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Back at an hour three. Griff in about 15 minutes or so. Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. Oh, by the way, what's the weather in Fort Lauderdale like right now? My son's flying down there. Matter of fact, after the show, I'm taking him to the airport. He's flying down to Fort Lauderdale. My other son's in Jacksonville, actually. Down in Duval County over there by Gator Dave. So, yeah, flying down to Lauderdale. Going to be there a few days. Hang out down in Fort Lauderdale a little bit. Here is, I saw this on Twitter yesterday. It was a different version of this. L Dog, Big Georgia Bulldog, tweeting the show. He says, these are my feelings exactly. And it's, again, a different version of something I saw tweeted on Monday. Here is what it says. When I die, I want two Falcons, two Braves, and two Bulldogs as pallbearers so they can let me down one last time. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. Yes, it's still good. Man, you could apply that to many places, right? Not just Georgia. You could apply that a lot of areas. Jason. Bill, these folks upset over Jeff and the Burrow and that call need to have some thicker skin. Quit being so soft. Yeah, we've had a couple of different reactions there. Most of it has been people just laughing, having fun with it, but there are some who didn't take too kindly to it. Jeff and the Burrow, I wonder how much more time he's going to take off. He hadn't called in weeks, like a month and a half at least. Called after that one, but is he going to take another respite until he has more ammo? That's a good question. I tell you what, that Georgia-Kentucky, that's Saturday, right? Yeah, the Georgia-Kentucky game. Isn't that this Saturday? I'm getting my, see, that's what you get for looking ahead on the schedule. Dane has dialed in. What's up, Dane? How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Bill? Sounds like you're always heading for some sun and fun down there.
Yeah, probably, but things I don't need to know, right?
Well, you know, you remember what we used to call that down there, Fort Lickerdale. but anyway, I don't make this. I'm just picking up on the last point that was made there about Kentucky. I don't call as a sore loser because we. Tennessee lost that game, you know. I mean, Garantano was their offense, you know. You give up three scores in the first quarter, hell, you're not going to beat Vanderbilt. But it should be pointed out that Tennessee beat Kentucky 26 years in a row. That should be pointed out. That's all I'm saying about that. But I saw a snippet of Pruitt's press conference yesterday. And he seems to be handling the heat pretty well. Did you see that?
I didn't. I wish I would have, but I didn't get to see it. He's not a real defensive guy that gets mad at press conferences, though, from what I can tell.
No, he addressed the firing of the D-line coach, and he pointed out the things that they need to fix. I mean, he didn't. He was pretty matter of fact about it. I thought, but that's just the way I saw it. But But anyway, I mean, everybody knows, man, what's happened there, and he's got time to fix it. Of course, this week is going to be an uphill climb, of course. For us to even have a chance to win, we're going to have a lot of stuff go our way, and that's going to be hard to do. But I'm going up there, man, so we'll just see what happens.
Now, what are the rules at Neyland Stadium? For example, where can you tailgate, if anywhere, and then how many people see at the games?
Tailgating is very limited. We have one because we got two parking spaces. So we have one. It's a lot smaller than it usually is. And there's some people tailgating around. And then when you go inside the stadium, you got to be wearing a mask.
Right.
You know, and that's the way it goes. But I'd say last Saturday, it looked to me like I've been up there for the two, and seems like it's about 30,000 people there is what it looks like. I mean, I could be wrong, but just eyeballing it, that's what it looks like.
What about concessions?
They're open. They're open. You have to, when you go to the concession stand, you got to wear a mask. But they're open, and they're selling those $14 Coors Lights in there.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, which is a robbery without a gun, in my opinion. But yeah, that's a captive audience thing. Anyway, that's all I had, Bill. Just to remind Jeff, we did beat you 26 years in a row. You're going to beat us twice in basketball, probably. But that doesn't seem to be enough for him. But anyway, they beat us. We'll see you,
Jim and Jupiter. Bill, Jeff of the Borough is a five-star caller, but he is whiny and doesn't win with grace and disappears when they lose. He ain't been around much. No, he hasn't. He was around on Monday, though. Jeff in the Borough. I had a lot of people. It's amazing. Now, this is well before any of this. I've had people stop me just out somewhere. Bill, please, more Jeff in the Borough. Please, Bill. I don't like to talk about cutting Jeff in the Borough off. He goes, more Jeff in the Borough, Bill. I've had people tell me that. It's a polarizing topic. I hear both sides of it, but more on the pro Jeff in the Borough side than I may think. I've had nothing else, no other words, not, hey, how you doing? What do you think about this game coming up? No. Bill, more Jeff in the Borough. That's it. See you later. That's the only message I have for you, Bill. Got nothing else for you. By the way, Josh, up in London, is sending me a long sleeve Ohio State shirt. I love long sleeve, like t-shirts. I wear them in the summer. I don't care if it's 105 outside. Love them. Now, if it's 105, I may wear something light, you know, but love long sleeve. And he's sending me one. Very nice of him. It's a Buckeye one. I will represent. Folks, I will put on. I don't care what's on the shirt, what team it is. I'm not into all that. I know every fans are into that. Like, I've got my team and I'll never put something on with the other team. I don't care about any of that. I asked my daughter if she had a long-sleeve Valdosta State shirt left over. I'll wear that. Yeah, that's where she was her freshman year. Played basketball. And so, again, I don't care what the school is. I'm not out there trying to say, hey, look at me. I'm a big fan of this. I like the long-sleeve stuff. Like it a lot. Jeff in the Borough on Twitter. Bill, tell these people to give me my grace. We busted at Winder, and sweet, sweet, sweet victory for the beautiful U of K. Tell everybody to relax, Bill. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Jeff in the Borough makes people listen. He's like Cameron, the bad guy in wrestling. But Jeff in the Borough actually makes people tune in, unlike Cameron. Perry Mason, Bill, I don't think Jeff in the Borough and his call is about thin skin. He shows the lack of it himself. After all summer beating the hashtag Win the East, hashtag Win the East, and start 0-2 and then go MIA, that's the problem. You know, but Jeff in the Borough has always been he calls for a period of time, and then I hadn't heard from Jeff in the Borough in years until, what, the last year or two? I mean, he's not a caller that stays in touch as much as, let's say, the Cosby Cattleman. So what he's doing is not that unusual for him, in my opinion. Here's what we need to do. Just looked up all the time. Need to get the break right here. And when we come back, Griff will be with us down in Athens, Georgia. We'll talk about Georgia, the Alabama game. Obviously, their next game is at Kroger Field at Kentucky. Yes, that is the next game. That's an interesting one there. Georgia shouldn't lose it, but – and Kentucky's going to have trouble moving the ball against Georgia. And Georgia ought to move the ball against them relatively successfully, even though that Kentucky D is pretty stout. Give them their credit. But Georgia is a much better roster, so we'll see what happens there. Get the break here. Griff, when do we come back? Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They've got all the damaged vehicles to the right-hand side, but it's still sluggish through this part of Brentwood on I-65 northbound here at Concord Road on this accident. Again, it's just so much heavy traffic volume trying to get up through this part of Williamson County as it is here on 65 northbound, and now they're staring at this earlier wreck as they drive by here at Concord Road. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, all the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early, no deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports. Simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets your cash to you in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code GREGP. That's right, GREGP. So they know we sent you. Verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That promo, GREGP, get you $50 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook goes live in Tennessee.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Before the weekend's big football game, tune in to Against the Spread, the only sports handicapping show you need. Every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio with Kevin Todd and Randy Rosenblum, the nation's number one sports handicapper. He turns outcomes into income. Against the Spread, every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: mostly sunny, high 80, mostly clear tonight, low 60, sunny tomorrow, high 84, mostly clear tomorrow night, low 59. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network or Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. And Griff, your takeaway from the Georgia-Alabama game.
Georgia can't win a championship with Stetson Bennett, the quarterback. You outscore Alabama to win. Georgia's not going to outscore him with Stetson. You know, he's really good quarterback. Beat Alabama, Auburn, does what he does really well. But when you play Alabama, you better bring both guns, man. You better bring it, because when you've got an offense like that, healthy offense like that, this is 2018 all over again for Alabama, though. You know, I'm watching Clemson beat somebody 73-7 or whatever. I'm thinking, you know what, half those starters probably aren't even in the game. Alabama's got to play six more SEC games and watch the SEC just beat the hell out of each other while Clemson plays half a football game with their starters and coasts into the playoffs. It's going to be 2018 all over again. Alabama would have beat Clemson in the regular season by 3 touchdowns in 2018. But by the time they played him in the national championship game, not the same team. I think the same thing's going to happen this year.
Mike Griffith with us. Now back to the quarterback situation at Georgia. Is there an alternative that they could use right now that would be better that you see?
Well, you think so. You know, Kirby kind of keeps everybody in the dark on his quarterbacks. You know, Kirby and the quarterbacks thing is starting to get out of control now. I'm telling you. I know some people thought it got out of control with Justin Fields, but, you know, they weren't at practice and they didn't hear what other guys were saying. You know, but now I get Newman leaving. You know, you brought in JT Daniels. And Daniels, he's big time. You know, he can fly the jet. This guy's good. Now, people are tired of hearing it. People are tired of hearing me say how good JT Daniels is. They go, oh, look at his statistics from USC. Okay, he had 3 play callers, a horrible offensive line, and they missed snaps like 3 to 5 times a game. And the kid still threw for 300 yards in 3 games. All I can say is if this guy's healthy, I think he's a difference maker. And he took the knee brace off before the Tennessee game. I think that was his way of maybe telling the coaches he was ready. Yeah, but it's up to Kirby. I mean, Kirby likes Stetson Bennett a lot. He likes Stetson Bennett a lot. Has a lot of faith in Stetson Bennett. You know, the kid has waited his turn. He's done everything that's asked of him. You know, he made a couple bad throws. It's just that when you play for championships, and this is where I think Georgia fans, you know, have to change the mindset a little bit. There's no margin for error. I've said this before. When you're building a championship program, you know, if you're in a weight loss contest with Nick Saban, he's dieting 7 days a week, all right? You can't diet 5 days and still have your weekends in Jacksonville every other year on the road when it should be a home game, right? You can't just miss or just be a little bit off or have that great story of a third-string quarterback who's playing now because of injuries and luck. You've got to be running full tilt because that Alabama machine is built for championships. And they don't take days off, and they don't make exceptions. They're not going to New Orleans to play LSU every other year because they want to party on Bourbon Street. You know, they're serious about it, man. And George and Kirby Smart serious about it. But he needs to figure out this offense thing, and he needs to play the best players.
Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. Is the only alternative JT Daniels?
Yeah.
As far as?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
As far as running this offense, yeah. As far as running pro-style air raid principles, yes. You know, Dwan Mathis is technically a redshirt freshman, but, you know, the guy had brain surgery a year and a half ago, okay? He barely got back on the field. He was running scout team last November, and then he didn't have spring. So he's still learning the quarterback position. You know, everybody likes to think you can just come right out of high school and play quarterback. You know what? And in some systems you can. You know, where you clap your hands and look to the sideline and they call the play for you, right?
But that's not, you know, Georgia plays pro style, right? They want their quarterback to manage the game. They want to prepare quarterbacks for that. People say, how come all these quarterbacks go to Georgia? Because they play a pro style system. It gets you to the NFL when you learn how to play quarterback. Jake Fromm was a fifth round draft pick. I think we'd all agree he didn't have the strongest arm or wasn't the best athlete. But you know what? He could run an offense. You know, Eason came to Georgia to play at a pro style offense. Michigan State ran a pro style offense. Has a lot of guys in the NFL. Right? Three or four quarterbacks. So there is a value to playing that pro-style offense. And you can win playing a pro-style offense, by the way. So I think if you're going to keep this offense, this pro-style offense with some air raid principles, you need a guy that can fly the jet. And there's two guys that can do that right now, and that's Stetson Bennett and JT Daniels.
Tell you what, they're developing some offense. For example, with new players like Jermaine Burton, he's impressive, and he's making more and more plays as we watch him.
Well, when you throw him the ball 11 times, you need to catch more than four, okay? He had 11 targets. He caught four passes. Devontae Smith had 13 targets for Alabama. Jalen Waddle had seven. You know, the key that Alabama does really well is they get the ball to their best players. Number one, I'm not sure that Georgia identified their best players based on the fact that Kendall Milton is not getting more carries in the backfield than anybody. He should be. He's a better runner than Zamir White. I don't know. I just the optics are just – anybody can see this. You don't have to be a football expert to say, wow, that number 22 looks like he's a better running back. Yeah, well, he is, okay? And Kenny McIntosh is more explosive too. So Georgia's got to figure some things out about itself. You know, if they want to be loyal to their older players, that's great. But – you know, if you want to win games, you better get your best guys on the field. And if they're not ready, then get them ready. It's not an excuse anymore. All right? It used to be, well, you know, the freshmen are not ready. Well, then get the freshmen ready. It's not like these guys aren't getting coached up. You know, there was a time and an era when high school players, you know, really didn't have a clue. But that time is over. There's camps. There's clinics. There's videos. Kids are more prepared than ever. In many positions for the college game. The thing you can't replicate, of course, is the speed. And obviously, as I said, some of the complexities of a pro-style offense, specifically at quarterback or in Kirby's defense, maybe at safety. It takes a little while to get the nuances. But, you know, you're telling me your running back's not ready? Really? Is that what you're telling me? You're telling me your wide receiver's not ready? I mean, it looks like he's ready. He threw him the ball 11 times. I just think Georgia's offense has got to decide who they are. They've got an identity crisis, and they need to solve it this week.
Your thoughts on what appeared to be a Tennessee collapse against Kentucky?
You know, you just wonder where the locker room's at right now. How do you go from being up on Georgia at halftime to not showing up for Kentucky at home? And you got Alabama this week. And you're firing a coach midseason. You know, those are typically not good signs. So, yeah, you just wonder where the locker room's at right now. You know, managing a football team's tough. You know, let's be honest. I think there were some people that suspected during the Tennessee winning streak that they were whistling by the graveyard, and maybe they really weren't as good as an 8-game win streak would indicate. I still think they deserve credit for that. I still think you got to show up and play. I still think you give Tennessee credit for executing the comeback against Indiana, you know, but it's where we are now, right? It's like, okay, here we are. We're 3 years into Jeremy Pruitt's tenure, 3 years in. And I think about half the starting lineup were signees from the previous coaching staff, half of them, half the starting lineup. So you need to get more of your guys in there by year three. You need to have a culture created by year three. That's plenty of time. You know, let's stop blaming the last head coach, right? It's kind of silly at this point. You're 3 years in. You are what you are at this point. This is your culture, okay? I mean, it's where you're at. So it's not ideal. It's not like you can't come back from it. But you got Alabama this week, and this is the kind of game where if those kids don't show up, they could get really embarrassed, really embarrassed. So they better show up or they'll really embarrass themselves.
You're right. It's very odd. And again, I'm not there every day, but it seems odd. The appearance is odd that you come off a game where you have offensive issues. You got issues other areas too, but mainly offensively, and you fire the defensive line coach, who is a new coach, first year coach there.
It didn't have anything to do with what was going on in the field. That's an in-house issue. That's something happened in the locker. That's not because of the defensive line's performance. That's an in-house issue. That's the chemistry we were talking about. That's the red flag. That's a problem.
Right. It makes no sense, other than something we don't know about. But
it's one of those things you probably won't know about. You know, who knows though? Today's message boards and. You know, but players are talking and stuff like that. I mean, that's why you look at Tennessee and wonder what's going to happen, because there's people talking and that's, you know, and it happens fast. I mean, you know, hey, 3 years ago Tennessee didn't win an SEC game, but you know what? 4 years ago they were ranked in the top 10. So things happen fast.
Griff, always good, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it.
There you go, Mike Griffith. From the AJC's Dog Nation, joins us every Tuesday right here on the show. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill is King. Email the show, billisking7@gmail.com, and we can communicate. We'll get the break here at the bottom of the hour, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here as expected, coming past the airport on I-40 through Hermitage, Donaldson, Trousdale Drive at Blackman Road. That wreck is in its clearing stages, along with that one in Hermitage at Central Pike at OHB. That crashes to the right-hand side, 65 northbound at Concord Road in Brentwood, but people are still staring as they drive up through this part of Williamson County. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
New appliances mean a family recipe simmering on the stove and fresh sheets in the dryer. At the Home Depot, they also mean saving even more on your next appliance, like a Hoover Wind Tunnel vacuum. Right now, just $119, delivered free. Bring style and function home with fall savings on your next appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Some exclusions apply, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Andy Kadiman. What's happening?
Bonjour, Mr. King. Getting in and playing off Griff as usual.
Yes.
Hey, Bill, Griff said something really, I thought, was spot on about how things change quick. We want to get into that and then ask you about Hugh Freeze.
Okay.
You know, Bill, I was thinking, okay, Pruitt's been on the job 3 years plus, and I've been asking him where's his quarterback. But what in 3 years on the job for him, has he surprisingly good stuff happened for him? What would you say in the 3 years of Jerry Pruitt has happened that's been surprisingly good?
Well, I was going to say he solidified the defense, but you said surprisingly. So I don't know that I have one for you.
Well, I would say, obviously, I think the upset of Auburn, they beat Auburn down there. That was a pretty good win for him. And a lot of people counted him out after Georgia State. And regardless of who they were playing, they went, 5-3 through the league last year?
Mm-hmm.
I think that those were both unforeseen circumstances on the positive side. But I don't think we saw this coming either, just getting completely drilled by Kentucky at home.
No.
And, you know, the thing about it is, Bill, the club, Getmaster, threw, two pick sixes back-to-back? That just demoralized the team. It was over right there. But I go back to, why didn't he jerk Gitmo after that first pick six?
Well,
that's a coaching decision.
I have no good answers for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, Griff said things can change quickly. Maybe, and I'll ask you this, at some point, where, you know, an upset. I mean, upsets happen in college football. I'd say old Pruitt could use a good upset. I don't see him wearing under the sun. He beats Alabama, but where are his chances for upsets the rest of the season? Maybe catching Florida on a cold December day up here?
Well, Florida's the only game that would be considered an upset of some sort. Now, again, you can win or lose some other ones, but that's the biggest one left. A&M's going to be favored over them, for sure.
Yeah, I guess that's right. That'd be a decent win, wouldn't it? That game's in Knoxville, right?
That game's on Rocky Top, best I recall.
So he's got two shots to get probably an upset. I think A&M probably more of a mild upset. You never know how the season will play out. But you hear a lot, too, what's his record against Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, and right now it's winless. So that Florida game just gets bigger and bigger by the day, regardless how the season goes, doesn't it?
Well, yeah,
right
for the resume it does, for sure.
And, you know, if you look back since we went into split divisions, Florida never plays cold weather games. I think they go to Columbia, South Carolina maybe in early November, but they play hot weather games all year. So let's see how they react to a nasty winter day in Tennessee. There's that angle, too. All right, Bill, quickly on to Hugh Freeze, then we'll get out of your way. I don't think I brought this up to you yesterday, but is he in play this year for a real job?
Well, not knowing what opens, I would think he is, considering the way Liberty's playing right now.
Let me just restate that. Is he in play for an SEC job?
I just don't know if – for example, South Carolina, that was a pretty good win there for Coach Boom Saturday. But South Carolina, you hear some Auburn, you hear – I just don't think there's going to be any openings.
Well, what about Tennessee?
Oh, Fulmer's not going to run off the guy he hired.
And is there something I've heard that he doesn't like Freeze because of the Michael Orr thing? You think there's anything to that?
I don't know that to be the case, yes or no. I just don't. I don't know that.
Well,
they're not going to run off Pruitt.
Well, let me get to where I'm going. Let's not get out of your way. Let's look a little deeper into it. Freeze is pretty. He's a pretty big deal out there in Memphis, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Former high school coach. Is he pretty popular out there and everything?
At Briarcrest he coached, yes. I'm sure he's got his fans, his supporters in Memphis.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
We know Tennessee historically has always had trouble recruiting Memphis for a lot of different reasons, but he'd probably be a pretty big hit out there, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Well, here's the deal, Bill. Let's say it becomes painfully obvious that Pruitt's got to go. And old Fatmer, the president, goes to him and says, hey, you're going to go too unless you get this thing figured out. Hugh Freeze is sitting there on the cheap. What's he making at Liberty?
Probably.
You paying him $500,000?
I'd say it's high six figures, maybe $1 million.
So if you got to go eat in another buyout, we always know all these schools and the money and the pandemic and everything. If you're in a situation, man, this thing is busted again. And I'm a Kiffin guy. I don't see him job jumping after 1 year. Do you have to make that call to Hugh Freeze, whether you like it or not? And that goes for anybody, other teams around the SEC. That does go for Auburn. That does go for South Carolina. But if we're sitting here 3-4 weeks from now and it's obvious he's fired, hell, you got to call Hugh Freeze. You got to take a serious look.
I don't see any reasonable scenario where Fulmer is going to go and get rid of his guy. Not this year.
Fire that fat turkey Fulmer.
Well,
fire him too.
I don't
He's
think that's happening.
He's already run the program once. I mean, I'm telling you, Bill, if this thing gets ugly, I mean, how ugly could it get? I mean, what if Alabama comes in and beats them by 40, which is entirely possible? What if it's something like 50 to 10? Well, you know, these are one of those things, you know, that everybody kind of wants to poo-poo, and you know college administrators and presidents and all this don't want to entertain that, but if you're serious about winning in football, you have to entertain them. And let me ask you one last question, Bill. He doesn't have a show cause, does he? If he had a show cause, he couldn't even be coaching at Liberty, right?
No, he's clear. He's good. Yeah.
Yeah, Freeze has no show cause.
No.
Okay. That's all I got for you, Bill. Hang in there.
Okay. Fulmer is the one who said, and behind the scenes went and got Jeremy Pruitt. I don't see any way this year, next year, he gives up on Pruitt. Plus, Tennessee has such a bad reputation of running off coaches and having to pay off coaches that I don't think there's any mood for that. I know what Cosby Cattleman said, but I just don't see that happening. They're going to stick with him for a while, good or bad. Marty, Bill. Listening down here at the port of Jacksonville, Florida, Griff was right on again. I got a son down there in your area right now. Cameron, he's down there hanging out in Jacksonville. And then the other one's about to head to Fort Lauderdale. I got Sunshine State kids. Everybody going down that way for some reason. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Liberty is paying Hugh Freeze $2 million a year. Yeah, I didn't know the number. $2 million a year. Gary, Joe Collins, Bill, can the Vols afford another buyout? I mean, it seems like they're on the hook for about $250 million in people that they've unhired. Well, that's true. I don't think there's any mood when it comes to the decision makers at Tennessee. There's no, let's get some money together and pay Jeremy Pruitt off. I don't see that. Yeah, I don't think anything's happening there. Jim and Jupiter, quote, fire fat turkey Fulmer. You fired him once, you can do it again. Cosby Cattleman 10-20, 2020. Royal Payne, Bill, if the wheels come off both Auburn and Tennessee, the game in a month could be a big hot seat game between 2, 3, and 5 teams. Hadn't really even thought about that, but yeah, that could be the storyline in the Auburn-Tennessee game. Could well be two teams struggling that weren't expected to struggle at least at this level this year. They weren't going to compete for championships either, but you expected a little bit more consistency out of them. And the theme is pretty common between the two. Bo Nix, inconsistent at quarterback. And he's just a young guy, sophomore, true sophomore. And then you have Jared Garantano, who's been around, struggling still. Just saying. West Coast Sooner, Bill, Skolcan needs to grow a pair and go get a new QB. Well, everybody says that too, but for whatever reason, he don't want to do it. He's not doing it today. And again, we're not at practice, but you would think you would take one of the young guys, Maurer. Now, they only gave Schrout 3 plays. He threw a pick on the 3rd play. But I don't think he got a fair crack. Yanked him immediately, went back with Garantano. I don't. if you're going to struggle, you might as well struggle with the future. If you think it's Harrison Bailey, then get him the ball and let's begin the struggle. If you really think that. But I don't know what they're thinking. I believe next in line here is Luther. What's up, sir?
You know, this is a weird Saturday with Auburn continuing to slog, Tennessee continuing to slog. At what point do we look at the OCs, Jim Chaney, and then you have the combined OC with Malzahn and Morris? What do you think would have to happen for either Auburn or Tennessee to make moves to go find either A, another offensive coordinator, or B, go see what you can get with another head coach if they have to go that route? And I'm looking at Vanderbilt, too. Would you freeze me on the market for them? Because I keep hearing a lot here locally that there probably will not be a change at head coach, but at what point do you have to make that change? Because he's been here for 8 years. He's been on West End / Jess Neely for about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. I don't have any faith in Vanderbilt. I don't think they really even worry about it. Like you and I talk about it. I don't think that they even worry about it much over there. If I'm Hugh Freeze, I'm not taking the Vanderbilt job just because it's a disaster. Now, he may look at it different than me. I don't know. But my advice would be do not take that job. You're a good coach. I know there was trouble at Ole Miss. I understand all that. But on the field, he's a good coach. He's a good recruiter. And I wouldn't come here and ruin my resume. I wouldn't do it. It's an unwinnable situation. Now, would he look at other SEC, like if Auburn, he'd crawl on his belly through glass to get the Auburn job. Without question, he would. I'm sure he'd love to have the Tennessee job. But, now, back to the coordinators with Chaney. I mean, I don't think anything's happening there. I mean, Tyson Helton pretty much got run off. Now they're with Chaney. I think he likes Chaney. He did comment on the very first pick, which was across the field on the far hash mark, out pattern for a small game. Well, probably would have been a small game if completed. That ball was in the air forever for the Kentucky player to break on and give the Kentucky player the credit for doing it and housing it. Jeremy Pruitt mentioned, he goes, I didn't like the call. Yeah, did not like the call. Now, but that doesn't mean there's anything going on with Chaney. I don't think. Now Chad Morris just got hired. Already clashing a little bit with the quarterback, Bo Nix. But I don't see anything changing there either. But it's not effective right now. Yeah, it's not effective at all. So we'll see. Clay points out this link by Robbie Weinstein. Vanderbilt AD Candace Story Lee hinted at facility announcements coming soon in an interview with Joe Fisher on 102.5. Well, I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't believe it. Doug DiBiase, Bill, full disclosure, Liberty is my grad school alma mater. Would love to have the P5s keep their coaches after this season so we can get at least one more season of Freeze at Liberty. I did not know you went there, Doug. Yeah, did not know that. You got to be excited about the football program and the way they're playing right now, though. One more break. We'll take it right here on this Tuesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here as expected coming past the airport on I-40 through Hermitage, Donaldson, Trousdale Drive at Blackman Road. That wreck is in its clearing stages along with that one in Hermitage at Central Pike at OHB. That crashes to the right-hand side, 65 northbound at Concord Road in Brentwood, but people are still staring as they drive up through this part of Williamson County. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, mostly sunny, high 80, mostly clear tonight, low 60, sunny tomorrow, high 84, mostly clear tomorrow night, low 59. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network or Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Hope you have downloaded the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I have, and it's wonderful. Hey, Tennessee, you need to get this done. Folks in the state of Tennessee. And here's the deal. The people at FanDuel Sportsbook, they're giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. That's right, $50 in free site credit to register and verify. And do it early, no deposit required. And when you win, you get your money in as little as 24 hours because that's the right way to do business. So here's what you need to do. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And be sure and sign up and register. When you do that, use the promo code BKING, B-K-I-N-G. That's how they know where you came from. So sign up, use the promo code BKING, B-K-I-N-G, and get the $50 in-site credit. Now, you must be 21, must be in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable, meaning you can't sign up, get the site credit, and then just take the $50 out. You can't do that. Requires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789. It's a good deal. Very well known. FanDuel. Doug DiBiase, I feel bad for Derek Mason. Doesn't have the support of the administration. I like him. I think he's a good person. I thought it was a very good hire. I can understand the frustration when similar schools like Stanford, Duke, and Northwestern have had good bouts of success in football. You know, you say he's not being supported, and I guess I understand, but he's making, I'm assuming he's in the $3 to $4 million range, salary-wise, and he's been there 8 years, and he's won 10 games total in the league. In the SEC, in his time at Vanderbilt, he's won 10 games. So I don't know if he's not being supported. I just don't think they care enough to do anything about a coach there. That's the way I see it. Kirkland Hall is the proverbial ball buster. You want to get something done, they're going to bust it. They're going to bust it up. That's always been the case. And it's born out of mainly just pure out-and-out arrogance from that group. Tomorrow, Wednesday, on the show, Brett Ciancia will be with us, Pick Six Previews. Blake Ruffino will join us. And we'll have Berg on, checking in. Don Brown on Thursday to go along with Landry. Now, Don will talk Michigan with us. Michigan and Minnesota. Saturday night, primetime TV. That's a hell of an opener right there now. Should be. We'll talk to Don about it. I have put in a request for those of you saying, where's Dave Biddle? Like Josh in London and others, 614 Rob, Buckeye Brenda. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas, for all you Buckeyes out there. I can't name you all, but those are a few of you. I put in a request for Dave Biddle. I have not heard back. He's usually a go. Now, he does a lot of radio himself, plus the Buck Nuts site. So sometimes he has morning responsibilities, and he's a no-go. But I have put out an APB to try and get him before the week is over sometime. I think I offered him either somewhere Wednesday later or Thursday earlier. I think that's what I offered him. Looking at the markets, just now looking green, but you got to remember, yesterday turned horribly red. And it was mainly the negative stimulus news. Right now, green on the Dow, up about 180. S&P up 22. NASDAQ the same. The only thing I hate about Bloomberg and their graphics is they don't leave the VIX up there long enough. And every time I look, they're just taking it off the screen. So I miss it. I miss it literally every time. And there's some hope about a stimulus getting done, even though I don't necessarily believe it. Today is a deadline that Pelosi sent, and I don't know. See, here's what the stalemate is. I can just give you the general terms. Obviously, if you're a Dem, you don't want to get anything done that would look like a win late before the election for Trump. And what you'll do is you make the stimulus so pork-laden that included in there is repairing these cities who have been trashed. If you can get that paid off, then it's worth doing the stimulus. Obviously, Orange Man doesn't want to do that. So that's where that's your stalemate right there. And again, it's political both ways. I get it. No, I get it. Yeah, there's your line in the sand. I just laid it out for you. Not even a political pundit like Steven in Atlanta. I'm not even that. Just a little old layperson opining for you here on the show. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. That's a good show. That show had some meat on the bones, man. We chewed it off pretty good. Yeah, we chewed it up pretty good. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Wednesday, yes, guesting again. Brett Ciancia, Blake Ruffino, and Berg will be with us. We'll see if today is a big news day. Now, today is a day where you find out some testing information. Today is also a day where they test. If it's your typical Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. So I never thought we'd be doing a show worrying about test results that come back for a virus, but that's where we're at. You may want to say that's 2020, but I don't want to copy everybody who does the 2020 thing. I hate that. At Bill is King on Twitter. I'm off to the airport. Yeah, if you're at the airport, wave to me, say hello or something. My oldest boy is flying to Fort Lauderdale. Going to go down to South Florida where Jim and Jupiter and all those people live. Lajpa.